This is a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 24th. I'm Brent Barnett, filling in for Dustin Hoffman. Talking today on the opening markets with Allendale's Greg McBride. Greg, what are we seeing with the overnight as we start the final full week of January?
Well, we saw an early strong move in the soybeans and the corn and the wheat, and then it kind of backed off. Then it got excited again, and then it backed off. And ultimately, that's how we finished the overnight. And a lot of what we're seeing really is a more broad sense of selling across most of these markets here, because we still have this this uncertainty with the Ukraine and Russia. The U.S. is trying to get families of the U.S. embassy out of Kiev, and that's got the markets a little bit jittery at this point. We've seen us oscillate between a risk on and a risk off mentality. Well, as we start today, you've got a strong dollar, and so the other markets are taking more of a risk off mentality as we go into this week. There are some technical setups that don't look all that promising for corn and beans for right now. Doesn't mean we're going to completely fail, but we could see a larger term correction coming over the next week or two.
What are some of the other issues that we're keeping an eye on here for the markets in the early part of the year? Still some stuff internationally?
Yeah, it'll be exports. The biggest thing that we saw here this morning, we talked about it last week as well, but we got a brand new sale of corn to unknown. That's 150,000 tons. We had one of over 200,000 tons for on Friday as well. Those sales to unknown, the market wants to take those as that's China coming in and buying. And that's something we saw last year as well. In January, late January, they came in and bought over 7 million tons of corn. And that helped to prop us up as we went into February. They did actually, China was named on a soybean sale. This is the second day in a row that we've sold beans to China. They sold 132,000 tons, half new crop and half old crop. So while we don't see the sales to China for soybeans really sticking or being of any size at this point in the year, we would expect that at some point they will come in and start to buy some corn and kind of keep up with that phase one deal, even though that deal has expired.
Of course, a lot of eyes on Russia, but what are we also keeping an eye on for South America at this time?
Well, right now it's going to be the weather as always. We are harvesting in Brazil. We've pretty well finished planting in Argentina. So you've got the next about month and a half of really solid harvest for Brazil, which means that we're going to be watching for planting weather for their safrinha crop, which is their second crop corn. And that's where the bulk of their corn crop comes from. So at this point, we know there has been damage in parts of southern Brazil, especially closer to that Paraguay border. Argentina seems to have stabilized with some of the recent rains that they had. So the biggest thing that we'll be watching is how much damage was actually in Brazil, and then how much will the rest of that country, which is a huge producer of corn and beans, how much of the will that rest of the country be able to make up for it? Kind of like what we saw here in the U.S., where we had a lot of the Western Corn Belt and Northern Plains were hurting last year, but we had big yields come across surprisingly with like Iowa coming in over 200 bushels for corn, Illinois over 200 bushels, and strong Eastern Corn Belt crops.
Greg, always great insight. Any final thoughts before we let you go? Maybe some advice for growers?
Yeah, as we go into to this this time frame, we do have elevated prices, and I say it all the time. It is an opportunity to continue to make some cash sales. We could see higher prices. There's no question about that. But these are very good prices. You can work against the board as far as re-ownership possibilities if we do see the markets dip off. But if they drop, we can't get that necessarily back on the cash side. So take advantage of these rallies that we've seen and get a little more cash locked in.
And how can our farmer listeners get a hold of you and the team today?
You can call us at 800-262-7538.
Again, that was Greg McBride from Allendale. We'll take a look at the futures market up next.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down 5 at 6.09 1/4. July corn down 4 3/4 at 6.03 3/4. May soybeans down 12 3/4 at 14.10 1/4. July soybeans down 14.5 at 14.12 3/4. For the opening markets, I'm Brent Barnett.